This is Dr. E.D. Keating, history physical, patient name Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Reed, R-E-E-D, Carter Kenneth Reed, date of birth 8-19-1927, place Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 11-5-2023, is the initial history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 96-year-old male. He has a CKD stage 4, chronic folic acid due to prostatic hypertrophy, right eye blindness. He was evaluated in the emergency room because patient was noted to have urinary tract infection. Patient was also reported to have a fall, and the imaging study revealed L2 compression fracture, chronic L1 compression fracture. L2 was acute fracture, but a chronic L1 compression fracture was noted. Close head injury in the setting of debility, generalized weakness from possible UTI. Patient was also noted to have delirium, high risk of cognitive impairment, dementia, and PTOT recommended subacute rehab. Patient was also known to have acute metabolic encephalopathy. Was present at admission. Patient discussion with the son and daughter. They were involved in the care by the hospital team. Patient was noted to be more lethargic on October 28 with a significant NN gap metabolic acidosis without lactic acidosis, but no CO2 retention. Folic acid was exchanged, but there was a change again in the hospital when he arrived. Renal ultrasound without significant hydronephrosis. Chest X-ray possible pneumonia, but not clinically. Asymptomatic without leukocytosis. Hypoglycemia due to poor oral intake was noted but improved. Was monitored. CT had no acute intracranial abnormality. Patient was managed. B12 was 332. TSH normal. He was started on azoxyn for possible UTI with improvement. Slowly, geriatric consulted. Management for compression fracture. Advised conservative management, pain medications, delirium precautions, AKI with CKD. There was monitored. Improvement with IV fluid. Noted. UTI was treated with antibiotic for 3-day course of azoxyn. He has a known anemia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. That was monitored closely, and subsequently patient was sent to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he's lying on the bed. He has no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. He's forgetful and disoriented. Not very good historian. Past medical history. Chronic L1 fracture. History of urinary retention requiring chronic Foley catheter placement. Right eye blindness. History of fracture right femoral neck. History of diverticulosis. History of fall. History of ambulatory dysfunction. History of cataract. History of cholecystectomy and right hip hemiarthroplasty. Core status, DNR, as per hospital recommendation, do not intubate, no vasopressor, no invasive ventilation, no cardioversion. Ruhr system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, some bruises in the arm, ecchymosis most likely, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, paresthesia, paresthesia, hematology, no bleeding. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours, Plavix 75 mg daily, vitamin D, 50,000 units, Q weekly for 3 months, latanoprost eye drops, both eyes at night, melatonin 6 mg, at night, metoprolol 25 mg, XL daily, mirtazapine 15 mg daily, nifedipine, XL. PO daily. Protonix 40 mg PO daily. Miralax 17 gram daily. Gabapentin. Sorry, not gabapentin, pregabalin. Not gabapentin, pregabalin 75 mg PO twice a day. Quetiapine 12.5 mg at night. For delirium and agitation, Senacort 1 tablet daily. PRN, Tremadol 50 mg Q6 hour. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented, right eye is blind, blood pressure 146 over 80, pulse 60, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 97%, head rhythmic, pneumocardic, hygienic, cardiac, no, ear and is a discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender. Lungs bilateral, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, boxing positive, extremities, ecchymosis in the both arms, legs, lower extremity, no cough tenderness, genitourinary, fully catheter in place and is working. Neuro is awake, but he has memory impaired. Assessment, patient is admitted. Number one, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, status post recent UTI. Next line, status post acute L2 fracture. Next line, chronic lumbar one compression fracture. Next line, closed head injury. Next line, acute metabolic encephalopathy. Next line, AKI with CKD, next line. Anemia, next line. Hypertension, next line. History of hyperlipidemia, next line. Chronic pain. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Discuss with the nursing staff. Will continue all his current medications. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you. Patient is a DNR, DNI. Thanks.